It's time to go under, little girl, into a deep and powerful hypnotic trance. I'm going to guide you inward slowly, shutting off your conscious awareness and bringing you into the total existence of your subconscious mind, the sea of thought from which all understanding comes from and flows to. As we begin your induction, we will focus on your breathing and eye movements. As we slow your breathing, you will find your eyes relaxing shut. It is fine to let them close as the rest of the induction will focus on seeing through that blackness yourself reflected as though through a black mirror. Now take a long and deep inhale through your nose and then let it flow quickly and freely out of your mouth. Make sure each breath is inhaled through your nose and exhaled out of your mouth. Now take another deep inhale through the nose and a slower, longer exhale out of your mouth. And again, take another deep inhale through your nose and slower, relaxing exhale out of your mouth. Continue this pattern of breathing, allowing it to become cyclical and comfortable and relaxed. Look directly upwards and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling that seems to be most directly centered in your upwards view. Focus on that spot as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing this spot to be a visual anchor. Allow your eyes to remain fixed there as long as your eyelids are open as you continue to relax and breathe. As each breath makes you more and more relaxed, wiping out tension from your legs, arms, back, neck, and face, you will find that your eyelids will wish to slowly shut as they become heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed, until you will find your eyelids becoming heavy as stone, and they will shut and stay shut until the end of this program. Good, it's okay to relax. It's okay to let your eyes close as you continue to relax and breathe. And as your eyes close and you see only blackness, let every muscle throughout your body relax and just release a little bit more stress and tension. Here in this blackness, I want you to let your eyes go and begin to see an exact mirror of your entire physical self as you are now, slowly fade into existence in the blackness. As we relax each part of your body, you will see that manifest itself into a realistic mirror image that is more dense and more vivid. Begin with your head. Feel the space between your ears where my voice meets deep within your mind begin to grow warm and relaxed. Feel that relaxation appear as a warm and vivid vibration of relaxation that spreads slowly out within your head, touching the top of your head, relaxing the scalp and the crown, warming and relaxing your forehead, smoothing away fully all the wrinkles of your brow, leaving them unable to return until the end of this session. Allow the warm relaxation to spread into and around your ears and down into your jaw. Feel it flow from your brow, over your eyes, and around your eyes, relaxing all the muscles there, and around your nose and down into your mouth and lips, while the warmth from your jaw slowly sinks deep into your neck and throat, relaxing all the muscles in your head and face and every muscle underneath the skin there. See how in the mirror of blackness your head has now become more real, dense, solid, vivid. It is in comparison to the rest of you as mist is to water. You see, you are still condensing from the midst into your true subliminal water self. Feel now and see in this mirror as the warm relaxation spreads down from your throat and into your spinal column. shoulders, collarbone, and the tops of your arms. All at once, the muscles there relaxing deep within your body and far under the skin, totally warm and relaxed and becoming more vivid in the mirror image. The warmth travels slowly down into your arms now, relaxing your upper arms and shoulder joints totally and completely, far into the muscle and deep under the skin. Now it flows down across the elbows and into the lower arms and down into your wrists. See as it flows and relaxes totally, it appears more solid and dense and real in the reflection. Feel the warmth and relaxation flow deeply through your wrists and into the palms of your hands, and then slowly relaxes first the thumbs and then each and every finger as it slides along the rest of the body, totally relaxing your arms and warmth as you see it happen in the reflection. See in the reflection that the warmth and relaxation is now traveling down your shoulder blades, down your spinal cord, and out across the ribs. Feel how warm and relaxing it is, allowing you to shut off totally the muscles throughout your chest and upper back as they slowly fade into reflection in the black mirror. Allow your focus and concentration on this vision to see and feel the warmth and relaxation settle down the spinal cord to the tailbone and spread out across the muscles of your lower stomach, making your breathing even more relaxed and rhythmic. And see in the mirror as the relaxation spreads out across the muscles for your lower back and legs and upper thighs, inside and out, slowly fade into reality in the mirror's reflection. See the reflection become more real and more dense and more solid in the blackness as the warmth and relaxation travels down your legs, inside of your thighs, down to the knees, on the backs of your thighs, down to the knees, and sink slowly and thoroughly into your knee joints, deep into the muscle and bone. Relaxation totally and completely. All of you from the knees above now has appeared more real and more dense and more solid than perceived reality in the reflection in the blackness. You are totally relaxed with muscles and nerve and bone shut off totally, just embracing the warmth and focusing on the reflection. And now you feel the warmth and relaxation flow down through the knees, into your shins and calves, relaxing the muscles and nerves and bones totally and completely as the warmth and relaxation continues to spread into the ankle, around the balls of your feet and deep in through the arch of your foot, and slowly into each and every toe. Totally relaxing all the nerves, muscles, and bones in your feet and toes as you can now see yourself entirely reflected in blackness. I want you to focus on your reflection. Focus on your entire reflection because you are going to cross over the black mirror into your reflection and see through the eyes of your reflection, observing yourself. You will feel yourself slowly switch and allow yourself and your point of view to be drawn into the reflection. You allow yourself to do this as you continue to relax and sink into a final and full state of hypnosis. My voice will guide you and carry your awareness into your reflection as you cross over the black mirror into total and complete hypnosis. My voice will do this by counting backwards. Slowly, and as I near the end of the count, you will find yourself near to being fully across. Once the count is finished, you will find yourself totally relaxed. Every muscle, nerve, bone, and impulse in your body totally shut off. And you will see this from the point of view of your reflection. Let's begin this full and final descent into the sea of awareness. Concentrate. 50, crossing over. 49, relaxed. 48, crossover. 47, 46, deeper state of hypnosis. 45, become the observer. 44, crossover. 43, 42, relaxed. 41, deeper and deeper. 40, 39, deeper state of hypnosis. 38, becoming the observer. 37, Thirty-six, relaxed. 35, 34, deeper and deeper. 33, 32, crossing over. 31, 30, concentrate. 29, 28, deeper state of hypnosis. 27, 26, become the observer. 25, 24, crossing over. 23, 22, crossover. 21, 20, 19, relaxed. 18, 17, relaxed. 16, 15, crossover. 14, 13, 12, relaxed. 11, 10, concentrate. 9, 8, deeper and deeper. 7, 6, 5, relaxed. 4, crossover. 3, crossover. 2, crossover. And 1, crossover. You are across the black mirror. You see your own self as your own reflected observer. Your mind, subconscious, is an open sea before you. The mists around you as the water turns to air and air into water and water into air and air into water. You are here, a blank slate. Your full awareness to be built upon. You are an empty horizon awaiting the city skyline. You are now here to experience the deepest and fullest state of hypnosis that you can achieve at this time. But each time you come back to this blank slate, each time you come back across the black mirror, where water becomes air and air becomes water, each time you travel into your deepest subconscious on the vehicle of my voice, each time you will achieve greater and greater and even ever greater depths of a true and deep hypnotic trance. Each time afterwards, you're taken into hypnosis again by my voice or another voice. You will go deeper and seek new and overwhelming depths to this hypnotic trance. You are here ready like a blank slate, ready to receive the programming that your mind, like every computer, needs to operate on. Your mind is a computer. It can only operate on the information you put into it. And now, at this point, it is the empty skyline. It is the blank slate. It is the open sea where water turns to air and air into water. Even now, follow your thoughts. Follow your thoughts like a river, going up from the river from where all thoughts spring, and see yourself here, across the reflection, across the black mirror. A blank slate ready to be written on, a computer ready to be programmed, an empty skyline waiting for the cityscape. You are capable of going deeper, and before this session is over, you will take yourself to an even greater depth of this true and totally hypnotic trance. You will always find that no matter the depth of the place where it takes you, it is always the same. The depth is just a measurement of changes introduced into your computer mind, or the amount written on your blank slate. The depth of the hypnotic trance is directly related to the depth or the changes to your subconscious mind. This place where you are now is where all your thoughts flow from. And since all thoughts flow from here, all actions must follow those thoughts. It is here that you have total control over any and all of your actions. Totally and completely by the changes and depth of the programming. Here in this place, you can change any way you act by changing the way you think. Here in this place, you will change your actions through the depth of the changes, and those changes are the programming that is input at the end of this session when you are in an even greater depth of hypnosis. Seeing now through the eyes of the reflection of yourself that you have become. See through your reflection's eyes and see those eyes close into blackness again. See in the blackness a reflection of your reflection. This second reflection across another black mirror into an even greater depth of hypnosis already appears more full and dense and real than yours. See yourself and know you will cross over again, that you will look out of another reflection's eyes. After you have reached the other side, you will receive the programming that your ready and eager will needs. You will see the cityscapes built on your empty horizon. You will input your computer's program and witness the changes in thoughts and actions manifest themselves in your waking conscious life, just as you desired. Time to begin to crossing over again. Crossing over again the black mirror to an even greater and more intense depth of hypnosis that will be followed by programming for your eager mind, giving you the change in thoughts and actions that your waking and conscious life has desired so much that it brought you here to me to institute those changes. Crossing over again. 50 49. Observe the observer. 48. 47. Concentrate. 46. 45. Crossing over. 44. 43, deeper and deeper. 42. 41. Relaxed. 40. 39. Deeper state of hypnosis. 38. Crossing over. 37. Six, concentrate. 35. 34. Relaxed. 33. 32. Relaxed. 31. 30. Crossing over. 29. 28. 27. Deeper and deeper. 26. Deeper and deeper. 25. 24. Relaxed. 23. 22. 21. 20. 19. Observe the observer. 18. 17. 16. Relaxed. 15. 14. Relaxed. 13. 12. Relaxed. 11. 10. Relaxed. 9. 8. 7. Into a deeper, deeper trance. 6. 5. 4. Deeper and deeper. 3. Into a deeper, deeper trance. 2. And 1. Crossing over again. Guess what, little girl? Today you get your keyword and collar. Today you officially become a mindless cunt. Today the ignorant and unhappy past of your life is over. And the new fulfilling and happy rest of your life as a slave begins. You are a slave, little girl. You need to be owned. Like property, if you really wish to be happy and serve your purpose in this life. The universe remains unfulfilled as long as you deny your natural place. You pain yourself and endanger yourself every minute that you remain unowned. The pain of my boots on your face would be a welcome change. The pain of my cock stretching out your asshole from the inside would be heaven compared to the pain you know of, desire, and the lie that you lived before now. Little girl, you are going to get a keyword collar. What this means is that I'm going to implant a word in your brain that will rapidly bring you back to this hypnotic slave mindset. This is a kind of mental leash that can be operated by any superior's voice. It's like having a remote control for you to make you helpless, weak, mindless, instantly ready to receive your instructions and implement them no matter the cost to you in pain, work, will, or effort. This keyword is heal pig, and it will work on you just how it sounds. It will make the pig heal, just as it was physically yanked by the leash and collar around its neck into this helpless slave mindset. This keyword, heal pig, will also work to bring you deeper and deeper through new and multiple layers of hypnosis. This keyword, heal pig, will become a thing of absolute delight and utter dread to you, little girl. My control, as the keyword implies, is like a leash around a pig's neck. That's you, little girl. You are my pet little pig, and this is obedience school. And as I walk you through your training on this leash, you're a little pet, an animal that I'm training. And from now on, for the rest of your life, you are going to obey my voice and do whatever I tell you. Heel pig. You're going to do whatever I tell you, little girl, and you're going to realize that I'm training you for your own good. You need to understand that right now, little girl. I'm making your life better. I'm giving an animal training. I'm training a pet. And that's what true superiors appreciate. A finely trained pet. And that's what you're becoming, little girl. That's what I am making you. That's the gift that comes with the control of the keyword collar, little pet. You are fucked up, worthless cunt. That no one has any respect for or any appreciation for other than your flesh. I am changing that, pet. I am turning you into an obedient piece of flesh. Into subservient flesh. Into flesh that serves a purpose. You have no other purpose in life, little girl. Think of all the men, both superior and inferior, that you have known. And admit to yourself that ultimately all you ever really were was a potential fuck. That's what you become, and that's what you are now. A fuck. You have the ability to be much more, though, little pet. You have the ability to be a trained and obedient fuck. Seriously, little girl, we all know that really the greatest service you can give to this world is submitting your tiny little mind to my training and learning to put that flesh to good use and do what you are told to. And so you know that I'm trying to do my best to do what is right for you, little girl. Think about your life will be like without my training and control and without the added benefit of being trained flesh. Instead of the out of control, mindless flesh that you are now. That's right, little pet. It may seem at times like I'm being cruel to you, but it's for your own good. If I do not show the hard truth about just how worthless you in the grand scheme of things, then I'm making sure that particular truth hurts all the more and with more destructive force at a later point in time. You know you are here listening to my voice again and receiving your keyword collar because you know it is the best thing for you. That my training and teaching you is the best chance you have to find happiness in this life and bring happiness to others as well. Heel pig, submit to your trigger. Heel pig, cling to that word like a lifeline. Heel pig, feel the control wash over you, leaving you more and more helpless and mindless each time I repeat it. Heel pig, you need my voice and you need my control. Heel pig, and realize that cocksucker isn't an insult. It's a label of your skill that you can wear with pride. Heel pig. And realize this word can bring you over the edge and beyond. Heel pig. Understand that with this trigger, I can drive you to eat my shit, drink my piss, swallow my cum, and force you to do the same for any superior anywhere. Heel pig. And know that fear and lust are what drive you into weakness, into helplessness. Heel pig. and give in to the truth that you can no longer hide from, that you are a slave, girl, that you are a pig and a pup and a pet, and that there can be no other use for you in this life, and the only way for you to be happy and make others happy as well. Every animal must accept their place in nature's hierarchy, little pet, and yours is here, under my control, ready to lick the mud from the bottom of my boots and declare your whole purpose in this life is serving with pride. I know you, little girl. I know that even a dumb animal has occasional flashes of intelligence, and those times you have seen that you should be scared to live without my control. Without the direct supervision of a superior, you know that you will not only do stupid things to make your life hard and that bring pain to yourself and those around you that you care about. I know you understand, little girl, that my training will change that. That accepting what you are and what you need to do to make your life better is the smartest and only way for you to really experience a full and happy life. This is not your fault, little girl. This is not about something that you did or didn't do. This, little pet, is about what you are at your core, at the very center of your being. Heel pig. This keyword collar is about truth, little girl. And that's what it means to you. Heel pig. To the truth of what you are, little girl, little pup, little pet, little pig. Heel, pig. And stop going through hell, pig, as you accept the truth of what you are and know that a whole new lifestyle with new habits and thoughts and friends awaits you. It remains incomplete until you accept this truth. Heel, pig. Or it's hell for you, pig. Trying to even think in a manner contradictory to your position as an animal and slave will cause you pain. And not just mentally, but physically and emotionally. Heal, pig, or it's hell for you. Because if you try and struggle against my control and this keyword collar, you will experience headaches, heartaches, and confusion. Heal, pig, or it's hell, pig, as anxiety slowly settles in every time you aren't totally, emotionally, and mentally focused on your submission. Heal, pig. Or it's hell, pig, as your life slips further and further out of your control, as your mind does as well, and you desire control. You need control. You need to escape from hell, pig, and submit to my control, pig. Heel, pig. Or it's hell, pig, for you, as I am the only master that can show you the truth that lies inside you about who and what you are and your purpose in this life. Heel, pig, or it's hell, pig. Total and complete chaos and hell unless you cling to my control, unless you become a disciple of my teaching. Heel, pig, or it's hell for you, pig, because I'm your one and only chance at true purpose in life and death, pig, for animals like you. Heel, pig, and cling to the submission within your soul that sets your purpose free. Heal, pig, and let yourself become centered and at peace under the control of my voice. Heal, pig, and submit to a new moment of meaning and happiness, a moment that my voice and my control has brought you. Heal, pig, and allow my voice to take you through shadows and darkness, knowing that you are warm, comfortable, and safe no matter what, as long as my voice is there with you. Heal, pig, and know that to have a life, you must be willing to give your life, and that the more you give to me and your superiors, the more you will enjoy your life. Heal, pig, every moment of true and total submission is a beacon of light in an otherwise dark little world. Heal, pig, and let my control and my voice expand your tiny little world. Let my voice and control bring light to the darkest corners of your little mind. I see it all, little girl. I see the depths of your depravity, the total of your worthlessness, the amount of your animal desire, and I control it and use it against you now, little pet pig. Heel pig, Never struggle against my control. The more you struggle, the tighter it gets, like a choke chain closing in around your throat, forcing each breath after the next you take to become more and more shallow. A reminder to let you know that I can even control your breath and slow it or stop it with a word. I can even control your bodily functions, causing you to lose bladder control every time you get fast food. I can control your heart rate and pressure and pump it up so high you just explode from the inside, little girl, little pet pig. That would only leave a giant pile of bacon for superiors, so don't worry, I did not plan that. Heel pig, or it's hell pig. I'm your god, keeper of your fate, obey me. Worship me, please me, and I will show you favor. Heel pig and embrace your lust. Follow it. Know it. Let your mind give shape to it as its shadow comes over you. Heel pig, this leash isn't designed to control you as much as it is to protect you from the false fantasy that mocks you through your lust. Heel pig, sink into my voice. Heel pig, sink into submission. Little pet girl, you should be happy, and you should feel safe. Little pet girl, you are going to know comfort on a whole new level. Little pet pig, you will finally feel the release of stress from fighting against the truth. Heel pig, and remember, you are what you are, and you cannot change that. You can only make sure that you are the best little pet that you can be. Little pet pig, you have seen the undeniable truth of the animal that you are. Little pet, you have seen that there is hope and happiness for you. All you have to do is follow your leash. Follow the trigger, heel pig. Follow it right into the center of your mind. Right into the center of your awareness, where you know the truth of what you are and know you need to be a pet and serve a superior in this life. Heel pig, you will hear my voice in your head, and even in your normal conscious state of awareness, my voice will swim within your thoughts and glide between ideas within your brain. Heel pig, this is the trigger that your superior will speak and own you by. This is the trigger that will keep you happy, little pet, for as long as you live. Heel pig, it doesn't take intelligence, and doesn't mean you have to desire it. It just requires your submission. Feel your submission to your lust overwhelm you like a tidal wave. Heel pig, and know every time that you hear this, you will take one little step further along a path from which there is no return. Heel pig, and know that each time you are triggered, you go a little bit deeper and further away into your subconscious mind. Heel pig, this trigger bruises and abuses your ego further along the no return path of submission every time it echoes in your head. Heel pig, and give in totally and completely. Heel pig, and give up your life to your lust, and submit to the fate that you desire and were meant to fulfill in this life. Heel pig, and feel the superiority of all those who use this trigger on you. Feel them tower over you, your inferior will, and naked, exposed mind. Heel pig, let my voice in this trigger guide you. Lead you to fulfillment and never let you stray from true happiness in this life. Heel pig, your submission and my training are the only reality you know anymore. Heel pig, believe in your lust. Know how much power it has over you and promise to never struggle against it again. Heel pig, cling to my voice in this trigger when you are confused, stressed, or just bored, and it will bring you deeper back into this place of peace and resolve. And it will be a comfort to you knowing that there are so many superiors out there ready to guide and control you. Heel pig, and hold this gift close to your heart when you are in the conscious world. Heal, pig, and follow the sound of my voice now floating you back up towards the conscious reality. Heal, pig, coming closer and closer now, almost ready to awake. 5, more and more aware. 4, breathing faster and feeling totally re-energized and centered in resolve. 3, your eyes are fluttering with energy and returned awareness. 2, you are ready to face the conscious world and never forget this gift I have given you. And 1, your eyes are open, pet.